suis dans le cœur névralgique du Festival de Locarno avec Balint Kenyarash. Is it okay?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just the perfect pronunciation of my friend.
Voilà, c'est mon premier cours en fait en langue hongroise et on se retrouve pour un film qui a été présenté dans le cadre des cinéastes du présent. Alors il y a deux titres, Tekna et Here.
Yeah.
Technop
is here.
Yeah. Original title.
Yeah. The original is Technop. Yeah.
The story is about an engineer architect going back to. He's got plenty of works all around the world. He's going back to North Africa, where he had a very idyllic story with a woman, and he's searching this woman. During the whole movie, it's kind of road movie, but through this protagonist. How did you have this inspiration?
Yeah, the inspiration, you know, I just had this idea about the, you know, I had a setup, and then this person, this unreliable narrator, returning to the scene of his youth, and getting lost in this road movie, which. Brings him through a geographical landscape and also the landscape of his own memories and emotions and subconscious. So I know it's very hard to put a finger on how ideas pop up. It's just they're in the air and you just grab them. And this one stayed with me.
It was a really
stubborn one, so I had to do something with it, and it just evolved into a movie script, you know, one page after the other, and
you. When you say a long time, how long?
Well, the idea was, you know, it's usually a competition between ideas in my head. I don't know about others, but it's usually like I have several of them competing. Some of them just, you know, fade away and die, some of them stay, and this one stayed really, really stubbornly and just didn't leave me alone. So after a couple of years I decided to start developing it. So and it was a front runner of ideas that that I had back in the day.
Since you stayed a long time with this project, have you already on mind these actors, or the actors were a final choice?
Pretty much, we had, we had a different, also different actors attached at certain moments, but some of them got all too old for particular parts. Some of them got sick. Some of them we just lost because of the scheduling issues. But the main actor, Vlad Ivanov, was always in my head.
Vlad Ivanov.
Who could? You know, he was always the one I could really imagine in this part, in the main, as a main character of the movie. Yeah.
How do you work with your actors, and especially with Vlad Ivanov? Because sometimes he seems to be even conducting the play. You know, sometimes he gets very angry, very even hysterical. Was it your expectation, or did you ask him to feel the character?
Well, Vlad is. I think he's one of the best living screen actors in Europe. Mm-hmm. B, he had from the very first moment he had a very deep understanding of the material. Mm-hmm. There was not too much to discuss about the story in general. It was only about the particular situation, the particular scene. It was about the reactions, about the, you know, the
interaction.
It was what happens between him and the other character in the particular scene. It was always very, very pragmatic and very technical. It's never about, you know, discussing art in general or film in general. It's always about the scene, about the intentions, about the emotion, about intensity. Very, very simple. And he, his own idea of the situation is most of the time, 99% of the time, is already super close to mine, and his understanding of it is perfect. And all I had to do was just to help him not to steer away from the right path. He's he also has a director's mind, so he can be almost like directing the situation from within. Because he knows way more about acting than I do, so why would I interfere with his job? Once he's cast right, and he is cast right, he's perfect for the role. All I have to do is to keep him in a safe environment and just put up boundaries between he can do his job. And if once in a I don't know once in a while he just you know he's about to lose the way, I just have to help him and gently push him back on the right path. But an actor of this caliber is, you know, it's a blessing to work with. It's
but even the secondary parts are very well chosen.
Yeah, and I was very lucky with them. It was a very difficult shoot. It was a very difficult process to finance the movie. It took years, but if there was one really great thing about it, it was to be able to work with these amazing people, professionals, better known. Well-known actors and non-professionals as well.
Yeah.
So it was a really true blessing. So that's what I enjoyed the most about
Weber,
the whole thing.
Only Francophone. And there is a very, in my opinion, a very important protagonist, the landscape.
Yeah, it's yeah,
lots of
exactly.
It's very pictorial.
It's also yeah. It's because it's the there's an ex, it's like an external. Objectified
the desert.
Yeah, like it's a mirror of his what's
state
going on inside. Yeah, the state of mind. Yeah, and it was important that what's going on in the inside and what's going on the outside it correlates and has an interesting enough dialogue between the two and. There is a contrast and there is a rhythm between the two level of
TechLab was presented in the section called Cineasti del Presente. How do you feel being in Locarno?
Locarno, this is my very first time ever, either in the city or at the festival. So, and it's amazing. Everything is about the movies, and it's there is real humble. Focus on the films, and it's people are here for watching the movies, and which is professionals, non-professionals alike, which is really great. So it's amazing. The weather is really hot, which is I heard it was unusual, unusual here, and air conditioning is not very widely used because they are not used to this kind of weather. But the city is beautiful, the landscape is beautiful. It's a really good place to launch a movie and it's a really great platform to be able to find a movie its audience.
And what was could you tell us about the exchanges you had with the audience?
Audience exchange, I didn't have too much. So it's this kind of movie Tagnoff is the kind of movie that you don't really get super enthusiastic when the end credits roll. That time is more about introspection and staying alone with yourself and with the experience, with the with the experience that watching the movie means and thinking about it and giving it some time to reflect and to live on for the movie to live on in you. So it's not about. It wouldn't be wise to expect huge discussions and heated debates. It's a really special experience. So it's not something that you really want to have intensive discussions about. The experiences or the feedback is that usually when somebody watches it and the movie gets to this person really wants to be alone with themselves, him or herself, just to just to, you know, let it digest it and let it live on.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really happy with that. So the best thing that can happen is that the movie you make has an impact on its audience.
We know about your career, about the prizes you won in several festivals. How did you arrive in the field of cinema?
Well, my parents were part of it already, so I kind of grew up on film shoots and movie sets, TV sets, editing rooms. So it was always been a part of my life. But I don't know, there were not too many things that I were interested in, and there are still not too many things that I can really seriously get excited about and passionate about. And cinema is definitely one of those few things. And working on movies and making movies really opens up many, many other fields of, you know, knowledge and interest, and that's kind of it's a way to connect for me to the world, and from, you know, to everyday life, to history, to art. So it's really like a connecting point for me to life. So
in different artistic expressions as well.
Yeah. And it just developed organically my interest in cinema, my passion for cinema. And after a while, watching movies seemed, you know, I wanted more than just to be watching them. It doesn't mean that I'm still not watching movies. I'm watching movies every day. So I think even until this day, I watch like 3, 4, 5
here
movies
in
a week. Not here, because I have no time for that, but. If I'm, you know, not in an intense situation like this, presenting a movie, coming out with a movie, I really watch 3, 4, 5 movies a week. Even this day, I'm still really passionate about movies, not just making them, but also watching them. But after a while, I wanted more. I wanted to have an active part in making them. So that's how this madness started.
And I've seen that Technab has been produced by lots of countries. Hungary, of course, your country, but Sweden, Netherlands, France, Germany,
Morocco.
Is it difficult as an independent filmmaker to be produced? You have to ask several countries?
Well, that was the only way to raise the money that we needed to make this movie. But I don't want to. It was very, very difficult. But I don't want to be, you know, whining about it, because I think still working in Europe and making European movies, I think it's still way easier than, for example, to be a US independent filmmaker. So I think it's hard, it's tough, it can be really intense at times, but it's still, I think we are still in a good position to be able to, you know,
to make your projects come true.
Yeah, this one took quite some time. I hope that the next one will be faster.
Maybe now you're famous around the different festival. We know your name.
Mm-hmm.
Berlin,
Kenyaresh. Exactly.
The point is to say it properly. And are you already working on a new project?
Yeah. I already have I have several scripts. I had quite a few years to develop projects while I was trying to put together this one. And I have several scripts. I have one particular that I'm aiming to get financed in the very near future. I hope to be able to start working on the film next year. But you know, you never know. Fingers crossed.
Valent, we are looking to see these projects on screens.
Same here.
Question and again, Valent.
Me too.